Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Okay, boom. Right here, starting back at you again, and I had to, didn't do my, well, anyway, hey, Herbox, H-E-R-B-B-O-X-X, back at you. The radio station that plays, well, that smokes all the hits. Constant. We're coming up on our anniversary show. Yeah, what we need to do, we ought to do it live somewhere, man. You know? Nah. Set it up, sit outside somewhere like Deep Ellum. You know what I mean? People come round by, boom, we just doing a show right there. Get with it, you know what I'm saying? You should. The weather's good, right?
Right. It's a lot of places. I mean, that's one.
You know, because people are going to be like, oh, man, y'all do a podcast? A weed? You know, yeah, come on. If we can be cool enough with people. Like, man, we smoke a little bit of vape at least.
And if all else fails, take it outside on your patio out here in the front. Just to get that element of outdoors, you know what I mean?
Or something.
If all else fails, if you can't work out all the details, that could be the first one right there in your front yard or backyard. Just to get that outdoors and then just invite people over and then kind of, you know, take it out.
I'm saying, you know, some people just ain't cool. You got to find a business that's cool enough to sit up.
To work with you, basically.
Work with you. Or, shit, I might just say, fuck it. I might just go to motherfucking, you know, Denver or somewhere again. Do the shit, hook it up that way.
And call and branch it off to the area enough to do certain things. You're in the area where the areas where it's more prominent, but at the same time, you can still, like you said, just like what you showed me outside, it's just in the infinite stages.
Yeah. Plan. Yeah, it's gonna be growing. That's the same, man. I'm telling you now. When I'm gonna get that one back healthy because that one is man. Hey, that sucker is strong because that sucker was leaning down real little and wasn't doing nothing. And I kind of kept playing when I said, man, let me just get me water. Let's quit all these nutrients. And the less is best.
That's it. The less you telling me all that shit you earlier about this liquid, this and this and that. It made me not want to do it.
Right.
Because it became...
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the one thing that I did find out is that organically, you don't got to do all of that. Just feed the soil. Keep the soil straight. You ain't got to do all that. You start doing all that hydroponic shit, seem like a goddamn chemist lab test and shit.
Measuring this,
and I don't want to do all that. Now, you're going to yield a lot. Yeah, you're going to get a lot. But shit, you're not, you, it's like you got the shit on steroids.
And then you know what? But I can see the science behind it because sometimes you might run into something that does work, but it's a whole bunch of trial and error in it. And, you know, and at some point, like you said, you just realize, keep it basic.
Yeah.
Basic fundamentals. Like my friend say, Jesse said about chess, he said, man, it's the basics. That's what he say, it's the basics on how you make moves.
Well, you got to be thinking now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be making a basic move. Your move, you got to think of what that man could do or stop that man from doing that. Don't think about what he's going to do. Make him where he can't do that.
Exactly. Around the board. That's his whole thing, man. You got to be, and you know, it's all the basics. But at the same time, people's moves are going to be different based on their mentality.
Yeah, some people like to take chances, some people don't. Some people hurry up and get your pawns out the way. Hey, I'm going to get your pawn out the way, get mine out the way, and let's see who gonna do it.
Yeah.
And you be like, dang, they ain't playing. Like, I used to play checkers, and sometimes, before I start playing chess, you know, checkers, instead of me giving you a double jump, I just let you jump me, just blow my man for not jumping, right? So I'm not going to jump you so you can get two jumps off me. So I move somewhere else and let you just blow me for not jumping. Instead of take one, instead of two, Boy, because me, you can't play like that. You got to take the jump. No, I don't. No, I don't. I didn't see that. Blow me for not jumping. They didn't like that. Well, I was like, shit, that's just common sense. And then when that just stemmed in my head, once I got to college, then I learned how to play chess. I was terrible at first, and then you start playing people, and then you just start loving this shit. You know, just like anything else. You know what I'm saying? It's when you learn, like you know what, the first time I started listening to, when I was smoking, like the first time I really, like, got into smoking and sitting back and listening to music and like, okay, what is this weed? Like, where did it come from? And what's the origin of it? And start finding out more about it. It brought me more closer to it. Like, I was like, wait a minute. This is a plant. Why is it? Why did they have this? And what this? And what is this for? And what is this for? When you start finding out stuff about the plant, you it's cool. It's like, okay, I don't see what the big problem is. I don't understand what the problem is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a big thing. It's a plan. You know? It's a plan.
You took time to understand it.
Right. And I think a lot of people don't get a time to understand it. Like you do this automatic law, that's just bad. Well, what makes it bad? Well, then you start finding out, you know, the propaganda that they put, right, like, exactly. You know, well, yeah, you better not smoke marijuana. The black men that smoke it, they're going to go out and rape our white, yeah, reaper madness and blah, blah. See, when you got stigmatized to that degree, and then you start finding out other stuff, you know, that hey, the you know, nylon company, DuPont, he didn't want hemp. Hemp makes paper, makes clothing,
yeah,
also makes boxes. That's why we have a hemp box, herb box, H-E-R-B-B-O-X-X. Got the hemp box made. So, yeah, so DuPont, which make the nylon stockings, shit, man, they millionaires over that kids ain't never got to do nothing. Because, think about it, they had women wearing this. Women don't even wear pantyhose no more.
No.
You used to go to the grocery store, they got legs all around it. Women having their panties, making, gonna tell, that's, you know, so they dictate.
That was
for that girl.
It's older women that's probably still wearing them. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't see it no more.
Lord,
it's,
I bet you that pussy stink. I don't know.
Huh?
I know the women was mustard. You, it was hot. You wearing pantyhose? I don't know how they do it.
Why? It's your regular legs. Wear them. You got to put something on it.
Right. Exactly.
I'm mean, actually, if it's cold, we'll put on some pants or something.
Now this thing, you got women not shaving their legs. I don't like that either. I don't want that. Shave your damn legs. No. I don't know what that. A lot of dudes talking about they think it's sexy. Man, you crazy. Now you're going to be rubbing up a little hairy ass woman.
Exactly.
That's nasty. Shave your ass. You know. Matter of fact, see, keep yourself trim, man. You know, I don't let just hair grow all up under my arm. To get to, I kind of trim it down sometimes when I'm shaving. Like, shit, man, cut all this shit down. I don't want to be musty either. You know? Get yourself a manscape, shit.
Personal preference.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, anything. I mean, whether it be your finger. Like, sometimes I'd be like, man, I need to go to the nail place, just the cuticles. I don't want no nails. I don't want no polish on them, but I need to find that stuff that to put. So I find some, man. I found to put that it's some or I don't know. Anyway, I found out to put it on my cuticles, and so I do my own little manicure, my nails. Just take the right. That's basic, baby. Boom. So shave your legs, ladies. Shit, groom yourself up.
If you clip them, I mean, like some people wear their nails long. It's just grooming,
right?
Just like you. My man rock his beard. I've been, like, I let mine go probably one more day, and all of a sudden it seems like it got too much gray in it, and I shaved it down. I'm like, man, let it grow out. Like how you got yours there, you know, you let it grow and be full, you know, but it's just patience.
You've been growing that for a minute, though, ain't you?
On your beard.
How long?
Oh, a couple months, like, probably 2-3 months.
Nah, yeah. It was right after Christmas, wasn't it?
It's okay, I had cut it right before Christmas, though.
Mm.
So like New Year, basically.
Yeah,
exactly. See, I ain't never made it past 3 weeks.
And then all of a sudden,
and hell, it was. I just remember it was kind of cold, so it fit. I was like, yeah, and I kind of was gruffy too, you know. Just that winter, boy, it was like a. We didn't have that bad of a winter, but it was still just cold. Man, I don't know how them people do it up there without that snow. Last week, I was just that would make me want to move immediately. I don't like all that New York and Pennsylvania. Yeah. Mm. Man, what was I gonna say? Shit. Now this is what this year. I'm gonna confine myself, bored out of my mind with no sports to do, cause I am looking forward to that 3-on-3 thing that Ice Cube got.
Yeah, with the ex NBA players, no 3-on-3. They still got.
You heard about that, L?
No. I have not.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be tight. Had all the ex NBA players playing a 3-on-3 tournament.
And then he got like certain coaches, I think Allen Iverson is coaching the team and playing.
So. That ball boy, that Lonzo Ball, him and his dad.
Man, I have seen this cat. They said that. I didn't really get a chance to see UCLA early in the season because I don't really watch it until it gets to the Sweet 16. But I had started hearing about his son, and then he got a brother that's in high school.
That's going to be a senior? That's going to be a freshman?
Yeah, and then they got a baby boy behind that that scored 92 points. It's three of them. And Pops, he got shirts called 3Bs. He's needing the three boys or 3 billion. You know, that's how the Pops is. He's not no bad dude. He's just loud.
Nah, I think he's doing what anybody would be able to do. Now, people don't like it because he's probably too outspoken, but who's right. not around their kids and your kids backing up? And the kids are not, they not tripping. Right. Because he's saying, talk about me. Don't worry about them. Talk about me.
Yeah.
Like, he's taking a little pressure off of them at the same time. Maybe it's a little showmanship on his part, but hey, we talking about it now. You know,
exactly.
You know,
yep,
whoever's sure. their son, and you know, like, I tell you, father need to be out here. What's that boy from Duke that's tripping everybody?
Right. I got what's his name? I can't think of it, but I've seen it earlier.
Now, where's his daddy at to tell him? Man, you can't be out there tripping people on the damn court. Because I tell you what, if he were to trip my son, I'd tell my son, man, you need to, next time he trip, you roundhouse and kick the shit out of him. And ref say, well, hey, listen, I didn't know what we was playing. I thought he changed the whole rules of the game because I ain't never known tripping was in here. So, shit, I roundhouse the shit out of him. I bet you won't trip nobody else. I can tell you that, but you know what? Shit, your homeboy got suspended for one. Talking about he's indefinite. That one game, next game. Okay, he need to come on back now. We got money to make.
Oh, in college?
Yeah, old Duke. I can't say I hate Duke or nothing, but I like. I'm going to tell you really who I salute is the team in Connecticut, the girls basketball
team. They play
team.
This week. They play their championship is going to be here at American Airlines. And they're playing South Carolina girls. And then I'm glad you brought
what?
That up.
South Carolina girls and boys is in the Final Four.
Exactly. So,
what's in the Final Four?
In the Final Four. I'm glad you brought that up.
Right time.
In the West region, it's South Carolina and Oregon. And then the other region, it is North Carolina and Gonzaga.
Girls?
No, it's on the men's side. Gonzaga got a. That's where John Stockton went to school. They've been one of them Cinderella teams that's coming up, and now
all the time. But now they finally did.
Right, they're a powerhouse. And Oregon, I don't never think of Oregon on basketball. You know, Oregon. Yeah, I mean I think of them more football now. But I guess they have been balling. I mean, they got some athletes coming through there, but they're in the Final Four. But they say this is South Carolina's first
they
time.
Went to the, they was in the NCAA. They was in the football championship, what, 2 years ago?
Right.
Against, with Ohio State.
Was it Phil Knight, the guy that owns Nike, is a big, is a donor, contributor. They got more uniforms in football than anybody I ever seen. They got a new uniform every week.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a uniform?
Yeah, some of them be like just so ugly that it's like, what in the world? But you know, you can't wait to see the next week what they're going to wear.
Right.
So that's all about recruiting. Because you know you're in Oregon. You know no kids going to come. But now that weed is, that Believe me. Washington ain't good for all of a sudden out the blue for nothing. Okay? It helps to know recruiting trip. Niggas like, shit, we ain't all over. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. So, I mean, you know, in which they should, you know. They young, everybody smoking.
Well, a lot of their kids are from California, I think. Snoop done produced a lot of people from that Snoop in a league he has with the kids.
Yeah, yeah, the Pee Wee.
Yeah, it's a lot of cats now that's now, like some of your students that are 21, 22, and you have.
Yeah. They you know, it's yeah, they getting big. They up there now. You know, dang, man, it's going to be the. God, y'all, now that I think about it, shit, summer is what, about 2 months away. Man.
It's supposed to
2017 jumped out the gun. Yeah. Ooh-wee. Okay. Man, it has jumped out the gun because this summer, you know what, I never really look forward to this summer, but now I do, man, because I'm putting myself on my own press tour, man. I'm going to people. I'm gonna start writing people, looking them up on Facebook, saying, man, I come to you. Can you do it right up on me? I don't do it over the phone. Need to see my box. You don't like it, cool. You know, we even say that in the book. I say something about it.
That's what I was saying earlier. I can tie the audio aspect just so you can show them.
Yeah, we're gonna do the video too, but I want to get out there and meet some other people and start going to people. So, man, I like to do podcasts. Guess what? Take it on the road. I took it on the road once to one of the conventions. It cost me a little grip, you know. We went, and now I want to go again. But you know, if I go, they have one. Matter of fact, they have a hemp festival, a hemp fair. As a matter of fact, in Oregon, worldwide, I believe. I'm thinking, man, I really need to go to that. Or I really need to get a booster. And then they have this one thing. Like these geek craft expo, craft geek expo, something like that. Anyway, it's just people making these weird things, but they're cool at the same time. And I was like, yo, man, I gotta get it. So it was sold. All the spots were sold. So I said, man, I just gotta walk around there with my box. Walk around, you gotta go, I gotta start going to these places.
I get to heaven. I'll see my grandmother there. She'll say, great God Almighty, here come my child. He must have got here by prayer. Did y'all hear that? That's what my grandmother will say. She'll say, great God Almighty, here come my boy. He must have got here by prayer.
Versace draws like I'm triple platinum. 40 cars like I'm triple platinum. Double R's on the gates like I'm triple platinum. Shows cost 100 like I'm triple platinum. Triple platinum. Triple platinum. Triple platinum. Me and Hov back and forth like I'm triple platinum. Triple platinum. I'm out in Cannes. Club Gotha. Double R's on the gates like I'm triple platinum. Couple ponds in the lake, the couches in the plastic. Had a phone call with Drake so we could fix the madness. Time for the real niggas just to really cash in. Murals of Machiavelli, wealthy my mind state. Every day your net worth racing the crime rate. Sweat dripping for my fitted, giving niggas chills. Only ones who standing still the ones who want the pills. Summer school and scholarships, we said we sucker shit. Straight out of high school, they had us touching bricks. In the trap with the white was such a sacrifice. Sentences for selling dope, just pray your casket nice. But I got a lawyer like I'm triple platinum. His retainer was to change up in the kitchen cabinet. Everybody mad at you when you're living fabulous. Self-made mean you never out here kissing asses. Still hand in hand like they chicken patties. Mad at the world but you trigger happy. Double R's on the gate, it's like I'm triple platinum. Couple pawns in the lake, the pistols in the plastic. Triple platinum. Triple platinum. 100 room mansion, nigga, like I'm triple platinum. More money than them niggas that went triple platinum. Triple platinum. Triple platinum. Double M, all these niggas like we triple platinum. Going hard, gangster, triple platinum.
there again.
We don't know, but that's how you establish your group dynasty and start working towards your greatness.
Okay, well, yeah, that's recruiting. True. It's going to come sooner or later.
Then if you can't do it, you bow your heads and say, hey, great team. We played against some great teams. And the coaches say, you know what? We played against them. I know how to recruit now. You see me on TV.
Because the one thing that the Patriots that I seen, when they went that 16-0 to lose in that Super Bowl, they winning now, but that game right there is going to haunt them. That's going to be
Is that when Seattle beat them the first time?
Nah, that was New York. Giants.
Oh, with Eli Manning?
Yeah.
That's not the Tyreek catch. That was
Yes. Yes, on the helmet. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, but, I mean, hey, this game that came back, boy, I always said it was Brady was in a system. I give it to him. He had to fight back, man. He fought back. They did what they had to do. You know.
Now, the year, 2 years ago, when Seattle was supposed to me run the ball with Marshawn Lynch, it was his first or second.
Listen, you don't call the doggone running play,
a pass play across the middle, and when in the red zone. I mean, you can, but you got to.
That's just like Atlanta did this year. It's 31. You don't run the ball. You trying to throw the ball.
Right.
Now you stuck. Now you got to kick the doggone punt off, and that's what started the whole thing off. Right. I would have went for it again on 4th-and-1. Fake punt or something. I don't know. At that point, I got to take – I can't play – well, you know, you can say what you want, but when you in the heat of that game and you making them calls, it feel like, man, I'm telling you, I done been there. You hear the parents is yelling at you. Man, you stupid. Quit calling that play. I'm setting up this play. The boy ran the wrong way.
They don't understand the method.
They don't understand like I'm trying to do until it just started clicking. And then when it started clicking, they can't say nothing to you. You know, it's going to move. But sometimes it just ain't clicking for you. And them parents be right there calling y'all kind of names.
Speaking of that, like with Mr. Keith, I mean, you always talk passionate about him. Rest passed in away. Peace, man. If anybody doesn't know, it's Don Keith. Rest in peace. One of the great coaches from our childhood era. That Kenya had a pretty good relationship with him. What was unique about Coach Keith, in your opinion?
Be honest with you. First white dude that understood and didn't see no color. I can really say that. Was really open dude and really loved kids and loved what he did. Right. And you got that genuine, like he really meant that. He got on you, he got on you. When he praised you, he praised you. And that was everybody. You know what I mean? That he had that. And he should have been in, you know, well, you can say whatever, but it's, you know, just let you see politics is in anything.
Right.
Is it anything that gets in it and they got in the way of seeing that great man be in high school? Could have been, should have been. Well, he was, because he came from, you know, Millwood.
Southeast, I thought it was.
No,
Southeast.
Millwood.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. You know, okay, Millwood. Well, he would have that appreciation
coming. And then my boy, he left. You know, Southeast over there. Boy, Mike was taking a beating, though. He was taking a beating every year. He didn't have never a winning season. He said, man, after a while, that just
How many years was he there?
Dragging you down. He was there 10, shoot, 15. Over a decade, yeah. Because he was wait a minute. 96 to 2013.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good little run.
It's about, like you said, between, that's
pretty good little, but he was just taking the beat, never could get a winning season.
So was he?
Matter of fact, the dude that's the, that defensive nose guard for the University of, not the University, but the Texans, went to OU, played for the Texans. Mike coached him.
Black coach? DB?
Nah, he's defensive line. Defensive line.
For the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. He was from Southeast?
Yeah, from
Southeast. What school did he go to? College was?
OU.
Oh, okay.
OU. It's a lot, man. It's a lot of talent. I mean, it's, these kids now, man, the more I salute a lot of these kids, man. They just stay more knowledgeable about the game and more aware about just a little bit. Man, it's a lot of talent out there. Whew. That's harder now probably to make it than it was then. But now, I mean, there's so much talent. Cool, because they try, you know, speed up the game. That's what they're trying to do. It's not to speed up the game. Take away them unwritten rules. I don't like all that stuff. If you hit a player, man, I accidentally hit you now. I'm not finna be, don't, you know, he accidentally hit that dude. Don't you hit me with no ball. Or I'm not finna hit this dude. I'm not throwing the pitch to him because he hit him. He didn't mean to do that on purpose. I'm not finna hit, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff is something unwritten. Oh, you can't flick the bat over. Man, yeah. Get out of here. Quit throwing the down the middle then, so you won't hit the damn ball.
They don't want no type of, I don't want to say showmanship, just run the bases and, you know, even when, what's the guy, 84, I'm not a big baseball person, but I still understand, and he, you know, they show him running around the bases, he, you know, knocking home, he was running, doing his arm like this or whatever.
Right,
but,
For the Dodgers.
And then this dude from Toronto, flipped his bat, say, I don't know baseball. My friend Carlos, people love baseball. They be like, you know what you're talking about. But they don't, like you said, they don't like the, that's just not in our game, so to speak. They try to, NFL too, they try to legislate all the fun out. You're still dealing with a human being and how they react to things. Now, I ain't saying you got to run all up in the stands and do stuff, but.
Yeah, you got to have some fun too. And then, and that's where, you got to take off the rules too about the cannabis. If you see these players can help by smoking, be all stressed out or edibles or whatnot, you don't even have to make a big deal about it that they're doing it. Just easily take the ban off and don't say, hey, listen, we're going to test you for cocaine and anything else. We're not worrying about that. But the other, the hard drugs and alcohol, now we got a problem with that. And I guarantee you're going to see, because it's been, man, it's pressure playing the game, man. It's
that's what they're saying. I already know that people are doing that as opposed to getting addicted to all these pain meds.
Exactly.
Prescription drugs. Because you trust me, if you taking one just because you slipped off your kitchen counter doing some, you know,
man,
home repair.
They banging. They
running. That's their job.
Right.
They're running. You think they don't need some type of relief?
Right. I know Steve Jackson said, man, I played some of my games, you know. Nah, some games are good, some games are bad, but, you know, overall, you know, no problem. I just think they make it a bigger problem than what it is, you know. They don't have to even say it. Even with some of the topical lotions that they can use, some of them, you know, that could help them. You never know.
Whether it's like some Bengay, that type of shit?
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, like, because they got some of the stuff. They can put, I was going to get for Terry, his mom. You can put it on your leg, you know, or sprain.
Something for that Mitra's arm, you know, when she fell. That day we played, I really haven't played that much since then, to be honest. And it was a pain in my knee, and it's still been here ever since. It just...
Shoes, a lot of times.
Yeah,
shoes.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I went back to the VA and got some arch supports, so I'm feeling better. That's what get me tired more than anything, is just my feet. So I got them arches, and they give me the... They took a...
And Rexology will help a lot, too, man.
Yeah, that's why I heard
it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they got a cannabis side for all that, man. It helps. I mean, it helps a lot, man. The plant do so much. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It, you know. and phosphate. Don't let me get to lying, but yes, you can have some, you know, azomite, rock dust, and all that stuff. Yeah, it has calcium, and yeah, the earth got.
So, is there certain climates where it naturally just grows better? I mean,
I guess from old years of like different rock, like a forest. You got forests that's just got full of shit in the ground. You got a thing, or maybe the like the rocks in Niagara Falls or something. It's got all that calcium and water and buildup, or around river beds. It's got to be full of some good dirt and good minerals. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your shit minerals. Right. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I got to this time. I said, man, okay, this time I'm gonna be a little bit smarter. When like knowing the different nutrients when I'm feeding the plants. So my nitrates. You got the rabbit. You got the chicken, you got the cow, okay? Well, the cow is a little bit stronger, but that chicken, it's more instant. So you can mostly compost with that and put that on top. So I'm trying to learn my little system. Where everybody, that's where so many, this plant is so right. many strands of the plant, and there's so many ways to do it. I don't want to really do no chemical. Not that, because I want to say, but that just don't fit me. I'm not a dude that want to sit up here measuring back and forth and fucking teaspoons and shit. I don't want to do all that shit. I don't got to. I'm
too heavy. Good. That's a part of it.
Right, but I'm too heavy.
Let me mineralize some of that shit.
Right, just like we talk about, like, where these rock, where does this phosphate come from? Let me get the basis of the NPK, put it in this soil, put this plant in here, let this plant grow. Natural way it's supposed to grow instead of me trying to manipulate it and get this. I don't want no god doggone 10 foot ass motherfucking marijuana plant. I'm not trying to grow them, you know, jocking the beanstalk. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to grow a nice little plant enough for me. I don't want to get no fucking 3 and 4 pounds. For what? I need about shit, 7-8 ounces, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool. Half a pound, I'm cool with that. For me, people come over. I'm not trying to sell. Hey, man, here, it's enough to give away or make some.
How much would that plant have to be the size of that fan right there? Maybe the fan is on the side of that TV right here.
Oh, nah. Some good taller than that, man.
But is that's about your extension. That's the extent of how you saying how big you want.
Right. I don't want nothing big, super big. But you can train it not to be that big. You know, you can cut the tops off
of what you got outside of your house, basically.
Right. That would be perfect.
Gotcha.
That would be perfect. Because you still got to dry that shit. Then you got to trim that shit. I'm just on one. That shit is a lot of work. It's kind of tedious. I mean, it's fun, right. But it get tedious. So you want to just get enough that you can do and maintain. I think everybody should do that. I mean, if you're going to smoke it, might as well start trying to grow it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, trying to know
just
about it.
Like you got a lemon plant or orange plant or whatever. Yeah. A pine tree.
Right. Yeah. You know, just take your time and grow something. Grow anything. Grow some kind of vegetables just to see. And I'm getting people get into it. Kids, man, kids love to see every day. We had a garden, you know, when I was a teacher at school, they had gardens. And kids love to see every morning. They run out there, all right, look today. They want to do it.
Thank
whether it be the baddest kid that's always bad in school, he gonna be first. Can I water it?
Because you're seeing something. Anytime you can see something grow, I don't care what anybody said. That's why I be watering my plants over there. I don't know what I'm doing. People say, we just gonna change that plant that's growing.
shade. I mean, you got to get plants that don't require that much sunlight. It's kind of shaded right there because it's a tree.
Yeah.
And then in the back, we got a big old pear tree. So it's a lot of stuff already growing over there. You can't get enough sunlight for a little seasonal plant. They going to last for about a month and they gone. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get shit to bloom every year. I planted some roses. I did all kind of shit. But I probably wouldn't get them from the right place. You can't get that shit from Family Dollar plants.
Man, I got care from my birthday gave me some roses. I put them suckers bloomed up pretty big.
Yeah,
and then, I wasn't spraying them down with, stuff to keep the bugs off of them. And, it's just bugs got to them quicker than I could get to them.
Usually roses, good roses last a week or two. You got to cut them and put them.
Nah, but I had them in the ground out there, and they was growing. They was up for about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, you put them outside?
I put them outside, but this Texas heat was killing. I didn't know. I said, damn, I should have covered them up. I mean, I know I wasn't going out there taking.
To me, I think them would take out better from a seed.
Nah, it was from a little plant. I just dug it in the ground and started watering, started putting stuff in it, just experimenting. But I know my problem wasn't the water in them. My problem was the insects. I should have took care of these. I got some organic, try to get some organic shit. Like I said, some nitrate, phosphate,
it's what you say they could get.
And potassium.
Me and Mitrick.
Potash, some good potassium.
Okay, me and Mitrick been talking about this too because we like restaurants and food. And you can make your own hooch.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically
yeast and sugar. You take some pears, apples, whatever fruit, just like you're saying, same thing.
Yeah, I mean, people do it. I mean, yeah.
Let's let it sit. You got your own wine and shit, and little, Applejack or whatever you want to call it, K-Jack.
I mean, people make their own beer. It's some people
that right. My dad and mom did that when I was a kid.
Making beer. I'm really not going to be doing all that. That's just too much. This is too much to be doing.
It's yeast and garlic.
I wonder why my leg. I did squats today. I was like, man, why my leg so tight? I did squats today. I try to do that. Keep myself. Stretching. I gotta incorporate stretching exactly. Inside my workout. Yeah. Man, I tried to bend down one time to tie my shoe. I was like, God damn, too tight. So I gotta start incorporating that. I'm jumping all around the place. L, how many minutes we got, Playboy?
About
6
or 6 or 7.
Man.
You so lying. The loop stops.
Oh, word? Okay. Man, we done hit it out. All right, man, we're going to fade on out. Then, Brian, we done knocked out. You're going to see this went by quick. Didn't it, L?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, man, we're going to go on cool. Slide on off here, man.
I'm still fascinated on the look of the whole thing. It reminds me, it's a scenario. You got that, man?
Play that for that, man. Play that for that. It's a scenario. Tribe Called Quest. Rest in peace, Fight Dog. Rest in power.
Forgot about it.
We are the people. See, man, that's what I'm saying. Music come back. Even De La Soul had a new one come back. All right, man, it's...
Herbbox, herbbox.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers!
So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what? So what? thinking. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming, I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there, yeah. Head for the border, go get a taco. I see record from the jump street, meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe,
real
y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact.
Can I get a hit?
Hit.
Boom, bit with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's